Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. And although I just said we're Monday through Friday, that's normally the status quo with this network and with this show. But while we are in this pandemic and baseball is not being played and transactions are frozen, we're actually doing just 3 days a week, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. So this week and throughout the next couple of months, there is planned scheduled content. So this week we get to talk about the highlights and potentially lowlights from 2019. And on Tuesday's show, we just kind of looked at the key storylines that emerged from the 2019 season. And coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about the best games from the 2019 season. There were several of them highly entertaining, including one of the best games that I've ever seen, the best Giants games at least. And that occurred on May 3rd in Cincinnati against the Reds. This was actually the debut for Mike Gerber in a Giants uniform, and it was the season debut by Tyler Beede. So it did not go well for Beede, even though there was a lot of optimism about him coming into the start throughout the offseason and then into spring training. Beede looked like a different pitcher. Instead of kind of focusing on all his different pitches, he threw a lot of them, including a sinker and a slider. He had become more of a four-seam fastball and power curveball pitcher. So there was a lot of hype and excitement about Beede, but this start did not go well for him at all. He allowed 3 runs in the first. Reds also got 5 runs in the third. So Beede ended up allowing 8 runs, 7 earned in 2 1/3 innings on 2 home runs, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, 7 hits. So it was looking like a total blowout by the Reds, who led at that point 8-0 in the third inning. Giants picked up 3 runs in the top of the fourth to make it 8-3. And then in the bottom of the fourth, the Reds tacked on another run to make it 9-3. They tacked on yet another run in the fifth. So the Giants were looking at a 10-3 deficit. So they led 8-0 after three. They led 10-3 after five. So then in the top of the sixth, Giants actually led off the inning with a ground out by Evan Longoria, and then there were singles by Crawford and Pillar, a sacrifice fly by Steven Duggar, so it was just 10-4. But then Steven Vogt, actually, I think this was his debut also. Man, this was a day of debuts. This was Vogt's first game with the Giants for sure, and we'll hear a lot more from Vogt later in the show, later on in this game. So then Vogt, with 2 outs, hits a sharp line drive over the head of Yasiel Puig, and it scores another run. It's 10-5 Cincinnati. Then Joe Panic homers. It's 10-7. So the Giants picked up 4 runs in the inning. Reds got a run in the bottom of the seventh. So it's 11-7 Reds going into the eighth inning. And then in the top of the eighth, Steven Duggar singled. Steven Vogt singled. Joe Panic struck out. Tyler Austin comes up and hits a single that loads the bases. Yonhervis Solarte strikes out. Remember, Giants are down 11-7 still. So then with 2 outs, up comes Brandon Belt, the guy who, according to half of the fan base, never has had a clutch hit in his career. He comes up and hits a single that scores 2 runs, and it becomes 11-9. Evan Longoria then singles, making it 11-10, and that was the score going into the top of the ninth. So then in the top of the ninth, Giants have come all the way back from these several deficits. Kevin Pillar flies out to lead off the inning. Steven Duggar called out on strikes on 3 pitches. Up comes Steven Vogt, who on the first pitch against the talented closer for the Reds, Raisel Iglesias, Steven Vogt, 97-mile-an-hour sinker, hammers it to right field to tie the game at 11 in the ninth inning with 2 outs. Just an incredible debut for Steven Vogt. It was 11-11 in the top of the 11th, extra innings. Evan Longoria leads off the inning with a home run. Giants do not allow a run in the bottom of the 11th, and they win this game 12-11, setting all kinds of records for them. For their, I think it either tied or broke the record for their largest comeback in franchise history. trailing 8-0 after 3 and 10-3 after 5. Just an incredible comeback to watch. It brought the Giants' record to 14-18 on the season, a much needed win. So one of the next biggest moments, and we're going in chronological order, not necessarily in the order of the best games, but June 21st, this was the day after I called the worst moment of the season. At the time I said that, and I said it was the bottom of the Giants' fall that had been occurring since the 2017 season, and really the second half of 2016. This team was in decline on a downward trajectory. June 20th was the date. Giants were in LA. Madison Bumgarner was taunted by all that water-themed music after Max Muncy, and Bumgarner had gotten into a little spat about Muncy's splash hit. So Bumgarner got rocked in LA, and they were just playing this water-themed music. He walked off the field, taken out of the game in the fourth inning, having allowed a bunch of runs. They were just blaring, "Don't go chasing waterfalls." And I said at the time, this is the end of the road for this team. It is going to turn around after this point. And that's exactly what happened. They actually went 46-43 after that game. And it started the very next day was Alex Dickerson's debut with the Giants, June 21st. So that's our next moment here. Dickerson batting 7th in the lineup in this game at Arizona. He hit a grand slam. He went 3-for-5. He drove in 6 runs. He had a triple and he had a single. So 3-for-5 with a home run, a triple, and a single. Just had his hands all over this victory. And it just started an incredible run that this team went on towards the end of June and into July. The next moment on this list is the Giants' 19-2 win in Colorado that brought their record all the way up to 44-49. So they were right in the midst of their hot streak. They went into Colorado and swept a 4-game series that included a doubleheader. This was the game after Mike Yastrzemski was supposed to be called, sent down, and he ended up going 4-for-6 with a home run and a double. Alex Dickerson hit 2 doubles in this game. Brandon Crawford hit 2 home runs. Just a total rout by the Giants. Jeff Samardzija went 6 2/3, only allowed 2 runs, 19-2. It was just the peak of the Giants' hot streak in July. And that series, that 4-game sweep in Denver, we all know how tough it is to play there. The Giants got to Airman Marquez, the Rockies' best pitcher. 2 2/3 innings he went, 11 hits, 11 earned runs. Just an incredible job by the offense in this game and one of the best games and moments of the year. All right, here in the second half of the show, we'll just continue to talk about some of the best moments and games from the 2019 season for the Giants. This one was on July 19th, just a few days after that series in Colorado we were just talking about. The Giants stayed hot, and this series against the Mets, and specifically this 1-0 game at home, was a huge game for this team. It brought their record to 49-49. So that's something that's really worth reiterating here as I've gone back and looked through the schedule and kind of remembered the hot streak that they were on. This was a hot team in July. Like, for anyone who says they should have traded Bumgarner and Smith at the deadline, like, go back and look at how they were playing in late June and into July. They're winning every series. They're blowing teams out. They're winning close games. They're winning blowouts. Dickerson has emerged as a talented hitter for them. Yastrzemski's going off. Like, I totally understand why they didn't want to just quit on this team, and it was worth, you know, they did it. You don't want to not sell at all, and they did sell and get future pieces, but they also wanted to give this team a chance. So this 1-0 win over the Mets was part of a 3-out-of-4 series win at home. It was actually the next series after that series sweep in Colorado. It was a Jacob deGrom start for the Mets and Tyler Beede on the mound for the Giants. Beede ended up going 8 shutout innings, struck out 5, allowed 3 hits, walked just 1. And the Giants ended up winning this game in the bottom of the 10th on an error by the left fielder Dominic Smith. So Pablo Sandoval hit a pop-up. Alex Dickerson was on first with 2 outs, running on the play with 2 outs. Dickerson scores all the way from first after Dominic Smith drops the ball, tries to throw it in for a relay to Todd Frazier, who throws it to nobody in particular, and Dickerson slides in safely as the ball goes by the catcher. So this win brought them to 500 on July 19th. So just an incredible turnaround for a team that looked buried earlier in the season. I mean, they never got too far worse than 10 plus, you know, 10-ish games under 500, but they crawled all the way back to 500 in July, going on this incredible streak. So then in August, Giants played an incredible Sunday night baseball game against the Phillies at home. It was a back and forth affair. Giants got two runs in the first. Brandon Belt, this was an interesting lineup. It was Belt leading off, then Yastrzemski, then Longoria, then Vogt, Scooter Gennett, Kevin Pillar, Brandon Crawford, Austin Slater. So in the first inning, Brandon Belt walks to lead off the game. No surprise there. Yastrzemski doubles. Longoria singles. Boom, it's 2-0 Giants. But then in the top of the second, Phillies get three runs. This was a Connor Menez start, and he only went 1 2/3. So Phillies led 3-2. Then they got two more in the top of the third, so they led 5-2. Giants then tied it in the bottom of the third with three runs of their own. Mike Yastrzemski homered. Scooter Gennett hit a run-scoring double. Kevin Pillar singled home the tying run. It was 5-5. So it stayed 5-5 until the bottom of the sixth, when the Giants took the lead on a Scooter Gennett home run. I think it was a splash hit, remembering back. So this was like Jeanette's first game where he was actually doing something with the Giants. But in the top of the eighth, the Phillies tied the game at 6, but they were certainly threatening to take the lead. With one out, JT Realmuto singled, Scott Kingery doubled, so it was second and third, one out. In comes Will Smith to face Corey Dickerson, who is able to hit a sacrifice fly to left to make it 6-6. They then intentionally walk Cesar Hernandez, and Philadelphia has to go to a lefty as a pinch hitter, and Smith gets him to fly out to left. So the Giants keep the game tied going into the bottom of the eighth, and this is where it got really fun. Evan Longoria led off the inning with a single, but then Stephen Vogt flew out, Scooter Gennett grounded out. Kevin Pillar hits a two-out triple, which gives the Giants the lead. The Phillies then intentionally walk Brandon Crawford to bring up Will Smith with Pillar on third and Crawford on first. And in a 3-1 count, Will Smith hits a line drive single to right field. I think it was his first at bat, certainly his first hit. It scores two somehow on the single. It was down the line a little bit. And so, oh no, Crawford had stolen second base, probably more like defensive indifference. They're just focusing on getting Will Smith out at the plate. But he hits a single down the right field line that drives in two, gives the Giants a 9-6 lead in this crazy back and forth game. So anyway, that was the final score. Will Smith goes back out there for the ninth and finishes the game. So Will Smith, with a huge smile on first base, was one of the more memorable images from the season after he drove in two runs with that hit there against the Phillies on Sunday Night Baseball. And again, this game brought them to within one game of 500 at 59-60 in August 11th. So they were still very much like flirting with 500 and contention there, even in mid-August. So finally, and we'll have to run through these kind of quickly, Mike Yastrzemski hit three home runs in a game at Arizona on August 16th in a 10-9 win. It was just a crazy back-and-forth game. Every home run was huge. It wasn't like a three home runs in a blowout. They were all big, including a go-ahead home run in extra innings that was an absolute bomb. And it was just Yastrzemski's kind of coming-out party where he just fully arrived on the scene there. August 16th, it was a win that put the Giants over 500. So again, it's easy to like forget that they were actually legitimately right there. When you're around 500, you're usually contending, and they were within striking distance of a wild card spot, even, you know, in mid-August here on the 16th. This win brought them to 62-61. So then another huge moment for Yastrzemski in Boston. He hits a home run in Boston in his first game at Fenway Park. You know, his grandfather, obviously a Hall of Fame Red Sox player, Carl Yastrzemski. It was just a magical moment. It was Yastrzemski's 20th home run of the season, which is not something that the Giants take lightly. It is hard for them to reach that plateau. It has been historically. And Yastrzemski goes into Fenway Park in just a magical season for him, hits number 20 to dead center field in Boston. I mean, it just doesn't get any better. It's just a magical moment. And the look on the people in the dugout and Bochy in the dugout greeting Yastrzemski was just unforgettable. Giants won this game in 15 innings. I'm not sure I remembered it was that long of a game. So then the last great moment from the season was the very next day when Bruce Bochy became the 11th manager in history to reach 2,000 wins. It was an 11-5 blowout by the Giants. They led the whole time, got 5 runs in the ninth, 3 runs in the first, 15 hits, brought the Giants to 74-78, respectable record, and the 2,000th win for the Hall of Fame manager, Bruce Bochy. Just a magical series there in Boston, and just a solid way to kind of close out the season. The rest of the games didn't go so well. Giants got swept to finish the season by the Dodgers. But before that, I mean, they had a chance to almost pull to 500. If they had swept the Dodgers, they would have finished the year 80-82. So they were not as bad as people kind of remember. And this series in Boston with Yastrzemski and Bochy was just, you know, heartwarming and something I'll never forget. So anyway, that was the best moments from the 2019 season. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk about some of the worst. We'll talk about some oddities. We'll just kind of have fun wrapping up the discussion about the 2019 Giants. So you're not going to want to miss that. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't done so already. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. That wraps up this edition of Locked On Giants. Now tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On Fantasy Baseball. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.